The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, Northeast Florida, people all over the East Coast. What a gorgeous day here in Northeast Florida. I love living here in Florida because we are always seeing the sunshine. What a crazy week we've had. The temperature's been warm. The temperature's been cold. The stock market has been awful. But... you know, I don't invest in the stock market. I don't worry about that. I've got my lovely house to live in. I've got my lovely wife to live with. She's not here today. She's still mending. And we've never told everyone, what is the problem? Why hasn't she been here? Well, she fell down and broke a couple of bones in her left leg and a couple of bones in her right wrist. And she is mending. She is listening. And honey, we wish you well, and I know you're healing, you're still hurting, but we want you back on the show just as soon as you can, because the show just isn't the same without you here speaking on the other side of the table and bantering back and forth with me, because I know our listeners are wondering, where the heck is Angela? We have to listen to Howard all the time. But we've had lots of good guests on the show over the past few weeks, and there's no change in that today. We have one that we're going to introduce in just a moment. But we need to give a shout-out to a couple of people that closed on their houses yesterday. So a big shout-out to Nilo and Angelia, who sold their Fernandina Beach house, and to Rob and Roberta, who bought their new house in Fernandina, and they had just this biggest smile on their face because they're moving into their new home. They were in a rental for a while after they sold their house a couple of years ago, and it's just so nice to hand over the keys and see the biggest grin because they found their perfect house. And what a grateful situation that Angela and I have when we are helping folks find their perfect house. Because for us, it's not just about, you know, driving people around and finding a house and trying to say, okay, is this a house for you? Let's write up a contract. That's not it at all. It's about finding the right house for the right people. In fact, many times we say to people, this is not the house for you because it doesn't fit the needs that you have. It's not the location that you want. It has to be the right everything. That's what we do, and we love doing it, and we love it when a plan comes together. So today we're going to answer a lot of questions about things that go along after you purchase the house, all the things that you need to do. And we have a guest that's been on the show twice before, and his name is Jerry Holland, and he is the Duval County property appraiser extraordinaire, and I'm going to tell you why extraordinaire in just a moment. Well, welcome, Jerry. Welcome back to the show.
Howard, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be here and talking to your many listeners. It's a pleasure. Hopefully, we can educate a few and maybe share some ideas.
Well, good. Welcome back to the show. And when I say extraordinaire, you are not the typical elected official, because the elected official goes out and he usually touts a bunch of stuff and tries to raise the money for his next elected position. You are one of those guys that is down to earth and really knows what you are doing. As the property appraiser, some people just, you know, go and over the years just run for a job and don't have much idea that maybe they know about management, but they don't know much about the job itself. But you are a certified appraiser, correct?
Certified appraiser, general contractor, licensed real estate broker. So I definitely have a real estate background and built many homes in the Duval County area.
So you really know the management part as well as you know about homes.
I sure do.
I love that about you. And you're one of the most personable people that I have ever met. Now, folks, I want to tell you something. How many public officials will give you their phone number?
Cell phone number, 904-318-6877.
And it doesn't go to voicemail. I mean, sometimes it does because he's on the phone. But when I call him, he answers the phone. And a lot of times when you call him, he will answer the phone. Now, today, we want you to call on the radio show's number, which, of course, is 904-222-8255. Now, Jerry, Monday is a special day in your office. Tell everybody why it's special.
Well, employees love serving our customers and the taxpayers of Duval County, but they're happy to see March 1st because it is the last day of homestead exemptions. Although, and I will explain, you know, there is an extension period and we encourage people who are entitled to homestead exemptions and exemptions to come in, but it is the official deadline for filing for your homestead exemption for this year. But there is, as we'll talk about, there is an extended period. You know, if you have a reason, you may be new from out of state, you may just forgot, whatever. You know, we want to work with you and make sure you get those exemptions.
You mean the government is actually going to make an exception? And well, first of all, you said the first, but of course the first is on a weekend, so we go to the Monday.
You're exactly right.
But you're saying you're a government official and your staff is going to make an exception and allow people to do it after the deadline?
It is. Now, I will say, you know, we're given that ability by the legislature. It's not something we're acting kind of independent of the state laws. It does say the deadline is March 1st. Obviously, it's going to be Monday the 2nd because it falls on a weekend. But because it also allows that, you know, a lot of people, especially when it comes to exemptions, portability, many of the aspects of owning a home is difficult to understand. So they really give a grace period such that, you know, just come in and say, I didn't know. I moved in from out of state. You know, I had a relative who passed away and I was occupied with that. You know, you tell us that, hey, listen, you just weren't able to get in there. We're going to allow you in that grace period between now and the trim notice, you know, to file for that homestead exemption. We want to make sure you get the exemption you're entitled to.
And many of our listeners are not in Duval County. So as you mentioned, this applies to any county in the state of Florida.
It really does. And so you go in, you just say, and I've seen it happen. I remember my son lives in St. John's County, and he was late filing. And I said, listen, son, go in there and tell them, you know, you were occupied, you were doing different things happening, had a child born. And they said, sure, we'll take your application, and they processed it. So it does work in other counties.
Now, if you are late, you do have to go in person. Is that correct?
Yes. The homestead application online won't work. When you go on now, after March 1st, you're filing for the following year, you know, which you can file early, too. You know, a lot of people think, I've got to wait until the first of the year. Listen, if you buy a home this year and you won't be able to qualify for this year's homestead exemption if you buy it this year, but you can go ahead and make application for next year. You know, if that's your permanent residence, definitely do it early. Don't wait until, you know, sometime next year or just the last days before the deadline.
Well, tell everybody what a homestead exemption is, because not every state has this.
No, they don't. And some have just what's called residential credits, and you may save $200 a year. But I will tell you, I give credit to the legislature and our lawmakers. Florida has, I think, one of the most beneficial homestead credit. And that's basically an exemption that allows you to pay less taxes because that's your permanent home. And we'll go into details exactly what exactly you're paying less. But between the homestead exemption and then we'll talk about portability, which means they cap your assessed value to 3% or the CPI, then really they have given you such an advantage to be a homeowner in the state of Florida and make this your permanent resident.
And you don't lose it when you move from one home to a bigger home.
Not within the state of Florida. You can move from county to county or anywhere within, and you'll actually be able to move that portability with some restrictions, but we'll talk about those.
All right. Sounds good. We got lots more to talk about, including things that go in your office and what's on your website, all that kind of stuff when we come back. Remember to call us with your questions at 904-222-8255. And ladies and gentlemen, we will be right back with Jerry Holland.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Are you active or retired military or a veteran looking to buy or refinance your home? I can make the process easy for you. My name is Christine Kennedy, and I'm here to answer all your questions. Give me a call at 904-514-6969. I also want to take this opportunity to say thank you to you and your family for your service to our great country.
Success Mortgage Partners, NMLS number 130562.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
Do you know that over half of local home inspectors have less than 2 years' experience, and most have never built or even remodeled a home? Not so with Property 360. Founded by a home builder with over 30 years of experience, you don't have to hire the most qualified home inspector, but it sure helps. Everything you need in home and commercial building inspection in one phone call. Call 855-932-3784 or visit TheBuildingInspector.net. That's 855-932-3784. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive $25 off your inspection order.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Well, welcome back, everyone. This is Howard Vergalis with Real Estate Radio talking to Jerry Holland, the Duval County property appraiser. But this is not just about Duval County. This applies to anyone in the state of Florida. And if you're in other states, some of this stuff might apply to you because other states do have, or some other states, I should say, do have homestead. So we're going to talk a little bit more about homestead, what that means here in Florida. So, Jerry, you have some thoughts that you'd like to share.
Sure. First of all is, at, you know, how much of an exemption do you get? And, well, first of all, you'll hear $50,000. What that means is on the first $25,000 of value, you're totally exempt from all taxes, both state, local, and the school district. They skip over the next $25,000 in value. And then on the third $25,000 of value, you're exempt from state and local municipal taxes, not the school district. So it's $50,000, but not of all taxes, $25,000 of all taxes, and the third $25,000 is of local and state taxes. What does that save a taxpayer? Basically, if your home is worth more than $75,000, you're probably saving about at least $850 to $900 a year in taxes. But the big savings is that portability, the homestead cap. Back in 1992, it passed. And what they said was, we don't want people in Florida to be taxed out of their homes. And as you know, there's several values that when you look on our website, the market value, we'll talk about how that's calculated, the assessed value, and the taxable value. Well, the assessed value, you know, is the same as market value when it starts out. But see, the market can go, as you've seen markets, especially in the beach areas and some of those, be 10 or 12% a year. And you can imagine if your taxes were going up 10 or 12% every year, you could get taxed out of your home. So the legislature said, you know what? we're going to call the assessed value and let it go up no more than 3% a year or the consumer price index. And it's only been 3% since 92, four times. It's usually about 1.92%, sometimes less than 1%. And that keeps that assessed value down because it's capped. Now what you're doing is the difference between your market and assessed value, that becomes your homestead cap.
So let's use a simple example. So somebody bought a home at the beach 20 years ago, and they paid $100,000 for it. And it goes up 1.5% a year because they've lived there. It's their primary home. But today, the market value could be $1 million. So they're not paying taxes based on $1 million. They're paying taxes on the increase of 1.5% based on when they bought it of $100,000. So maybe they're paying taxes on $125,000, $150,000.
Yeah, quite honestly, that's exactly right. The assessed value is only going up that, you know, the CPI or less. And so that's keeping their taxes down. Now, you've got the assessed value, then you take away your homestead exemption. That's your taxable value. But now we go back to that difference between the assessed and market. That's your homestead cap. Now you decide to buy another home. And that was another part about moving and portability is, you know, sometimes we're in a home that's large for us when we have all our kids and all that. Now we want to downsize. Well, if we had to jump over and we're getting that tax savings from that home that we bought for $100,000, now worth $1 million, and now we got to go buy something else and our taxes are going to jump up to the new one, we'd say, oh, we can't afford to downsize. Yeah, if we downsize, it would actually be more. Well, they said, no, what we're going to do is allow you to bring that difference between your assessed value and market value, bring it over to your new home and lower that value so you can afford downsizing. And you can bring over the difference between your market and assessed value, your homestead cap. You can bring all of it over if the home costs the same, you know, or it's proportionate. So in other words, if you've got a $1 million home, you got a $500,000 cap, and you're buying a $500,000 home, it's half the value. So you'd get $250,000, half of the homestead cap. So again, call our office. Sometimes the math is difficult for some people. We want to help you through it. But the main thing is to make sure to understand that you've got an asset there when you buy another home that can come over. I will say also, it's an asset. It's actually part of a divorce settlement now. Who gets the homestead cap? It can be divided. It can all go to one spouse. Those are things also that are part of a divorce settlement. So it's a valuable asset. Don't lose it.
You know, your folks, you say come down and talk about it. And a lot of people think, now, wait a minute. I'm going to come down to the city and I'm going to talk to the city employee. And most people think, oh, it's like going to the Department of Motor Vehicles. I'm going to go down. I'm going to take a number. I'm going to sit there and wait for 2 hours. And then somebody behind a desk is going to talk, you know, short to me. They're not going to be helpful. And do I really want to go through all of that effort and just waste a whole day? Not waste, because it's money involved. And I want to tell you that it's not that way in your office, is it?
No, and I tell you, it's our biggest priority is customer service. You won't feel like you're rushed when you sit down with one of our customer service representatives. They're going to take the time to explain it. You're not going to feel like, well, gee, they've got to get me to the next one, the next one. We've got enough staff. We kind of move over part of one division over to help that division. So everybody's got time to help people. And that's what we try to do is dwell on helping people, make sure they understand. And there's a lot of exemptions besides homestead exemption, widow exemptions, those with disabilities, those that may be a low-income senior, all those things. So we want to make sure we answer all those questions so someone gets all the disability and exemptions that they're allowed to apply for.
There's like 30 different exemptions, aren't there?
There is a lot.
There are some people that pay zero property taxes.
They do. When if you've got a low-income senior, which means they've been in their home, it's called super senior, they're over 65, they've been in their home 25 years, they make less than it's a federal income guide that's about somewhere a little bit less than $31,000, they could be exempt from all taxes, you know? And so you really want to know. You can go on our website, DuvalPA.com, click on exemptions. It'll talk to you about some of that. Or just call our office, 630-2020, and say, you know, I'd like to learn more about the super senior exemption. And The other exemption instead of super senior, maybe you haven't lived in your home 25 years. You know, can I qualify for a senior exemption? There are some of those. Income requirement, you know, is there, but we want to help you.
You know, we have a lot of listeners that have parents that have lived in their home for a number of years, and maybe you don't want to ask your parent. You can actually go onto your website, look up somebody's home, because this is public record, and see what exemptions they have. All you need is their name and their address, and look it up.
You may very well have a senior living with you, you know, a grandparent, something, or a parent living with you. We have what's called the granny flat exemption, which allows an exemption because you're taking care of a loved one, you know, and those kind of things. So, you know, call us. Let's go through it and make sure we can help you through those exemptions.
Now, I see your cars driving around, too. Tell us what those cars are doing, those people in the cars.
What you'll see is it's a white car with a green and blue stripe on it and our seal on it. It's required by state law that once every 5 years, we put eyes on every property in Duval County, 377,000 parcels in Duval County. So our people are rotating around the city as they look at different parcels. We're wanting to make sure that our property record card is correct. That's the purpose of putting eyes on your property. Has a portion of your home been taken down? Did you have an outbuilding that's been taken down? Did you add something? So we're trying to make sure we have it accurate. And so they go out and remeasure the outside of the home. They never go inside. If you're home, they'll ask you some questions to make sure we've got it right, how many bedrooms you have, how many baths. And I encourage someone else also to do this. Is go on our website. Make sure we have your information correct. Make sure we have the right square footage. Look at that. See if we've got the right. I had one just the other day. We had it down as a two-bedroom home, and it was a three-bedroom home. And, you know, so we're not going inside and seeing that. So look at that and let us know if our information card is not correct.
Well, but should some people worry that, oh, my God, these people are coming and they're going to raise my taxes because of that?
Their key is to make sure it's accurate. You know, now, you know, no doubt if you, without a permit, added on to the back of your home, it's going to increase the value of your home. And that we're going to note it and we're going to have to do that. But that's something, you know, you're obligated to do. And we check all permits are pulled. You know, if someone puts a pool in, we've got to make sure that's added to your property record card. You're going to be assessed differently when you make those additions.
So what if somebody did add something and did not get a permit?
Well, basically, if you didn't get a permit, you did add something, we find it. We can go back up to 10 years. We'll go back and add that on. It goes on top of the assessed value, so it goes on at market value, and so that will adjust, you know, the amount of value that you got, which will end result when you add it to the millage times the millage rate will increase your taxes. But the key is, don't let us find it after the fact, because we can go back. Several years, it's also a 50% penalty, and it's also you'll pay the interest. You want to be accurate. You know, we want to make sure that you're not being over-assessed. In the same sense, we've got to make sure that you're not under-assessed.
Are you going to make the person take down the thing that was built on that they didn't get a permit for?
No, that's not our area of, you know, as far as how it was built or without a permit, that's not ours. We're not going in there. What we're doing is we're there to determine the value for ad valorem taxes. We're not part of code enforcement. We're not part of the building department. You know, we're there just to make sure that we've got the value of your home correctly for ad valorem taxes. That's our purpose.
But does that information go to another department that might require you to take down a part of the building?
No, it does not.
Great answer. I like that. Oh, my. So lots of different information. So you should not fear that, oh my gosh, the property appraiser's coming.
No, do not turn the dogs loose on us. Please, we're there to help you, not to hurt you.
Okay. Well, I see we have a caller, and I didn't see the lights flash. So if the caller would just stay with us until the next segment, we will get... Oh, it is an Angela. So perhaps it's our Angela, and we will get her on the line. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a couple of other exemptions that a lot of people don't know about. So stay with us, everyone. Call us with your questions at 904-222-8255.
Talk radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and the Taliban have signed a peace agreement aimed at ending the 18-year war in Afghanistan. The signing could help President Trump fulfill a campaign promise to extract America from what he called its endless wars. Under the agreement, the U.S. will begin withdrawing thousands of troops in exchange for the Taliban committing to prevent Afghanistan from being used as a launch pad for terrorist attacks. Polls are opening across South Carolina as Democrats make their selections in the state's presidential primary. Voting is open today until 7 p.m. Eastern time throughout the state. There are dozens of candidates on the ballot, although the slate of names was set before some dropped out of the race. Former Vice President Joe Biden has expressed confidence that he'll experience a victory in South Carolina, a state where he has a long relationship and has led recent surveys as well. There's no party registration in South Carolina. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you searching for a church where the music and the message are God-honoring? Do you want to hear expository preaching with verse-by-verse presentation of God's Word? If you have said yes to these questions, then you are invited to worship at First Conservative Baptist Church, located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, just 1 mile south of I-295. Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor, founder, invites you to worship.
Do you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059. How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Mostly sunny through Tuesday with a high 65 all weekend long, 75 on Monday, and up to 80 by Tuesday. Looking for mostly clear nights all weekend with a low tonight near 40. Low Sunday night 47 and a low Monday night of 56 degrees.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. We are here with Jerry Holland, the Duval County property appraiser, and I've had someone on hold for a long time. So welcome, Angela.
Good morning, everybody. I am so excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
It's our Angela. Good morning, sweetheart.
Hey, Angela.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Miss not seeing you in here. You know, I have to look at Howard instead of you.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry about that. I'm so happy that you're there, Jerry. This is such an important time of the year for Homestead, and it means so much to people to save some money. We all want to save money. And to have you there, the expert, the best person to talk about this, we just really, really appreciate it. There's things about this that are simple as far as just filing for Homestead, but then there it gets a little more complicated when you talk about portability. And I know that most of the people that I work with who are real estate agents don't even understand portability, nor can they explain it very easily to the homeowner. And so I really appreciate you coming on the show today to talk about that and all the other wonderful things you guys are talking about. I've been listening the whole time. So welcome, and thank you for being there.
Well, thank you, Angela. I appreciate it. And I tell you, the group I love going out to speak to is realtors, because y'all are just on the front line of helping customers. You know, yeah, not just helping them with their dream home, but also, like you said, helping them with these exemptions, a portability, those kind of things will make savings for them for years to come.
Yes. You know, what happens is when we have customers in our car, I always talk to them about Homestead, especially if they're not from Florida, so they understand the great value they have by buying here in this wonderful state. And, you know, we talk about it again at the closing table. The attorney or the title agent, whoever's closing us, tells, you know, here's the instructions on how to do Homestead. But, you know, when you're at a closing, it's sort of like drinking water out of a fire hydrant. There's so much information coming to you, and it's just not relevant yet because you don't have your deed back and everything that you need to apply for the homestead. And sometimes people just forget. So I know, you know, one of the things we do that we think is a great service is we send out an email to all our customers who had a real estate transaction and remind them to file for their homestead exemption. And so we got a lot of people, you know, responding back to us this, because we sent it out in February, and they said, oh, thank you for reminding me. And some people said, oh, my God, I forgot. Where do I go again? How do I do it? So it's just, it's such an important benefit that they get when they're a homeowner, and it's important.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. And I tell you, as you know, our staff loves to work with the taxpayers when they come in. Howard and I was just talking about it. They never feel rushed, the taxpayers. They're going to sit down. They're going to go through that whole process. And obviously, you've been there with your customers and know how our people really do care about the people in Jacksonville.
Yes. So let me speak to that, please, because your staff is so kind. I don't know what it is that gives people angst about going to, like, a governmental agency to do something. I don't know if they think it's the long lines or whatever, but we've never encountered that. You know, we've gotten there. We've been welcomed right away, taken back to somebody's, you know, office space. And in there, they gently and kindly explain everything. They're so knowledgeable. And it just puts the taxpayer, or as I think of them, the homeowner, at ease. And then they get it done. And I always take people who are, one, either elderly, who I think need to do it, they don't want to do it online, or two, that they have portability, just to make sure that it's done properly. And your staff is always so awesome. I mean, really, really wonderful. And in fact, the last time our assistant took one of our clients there, and she ran into you while she was there.
Sure did.
She was like, oh, I saw Jerry today. Yeah. So that was exciting too. So see, you're there. You're around.
Hey, we're there.
I haven't run into you there, but she did. So well, that's great.
Well, thank you, Angela. And you keep bringing them down, and believe me, we're happy to help them and serve them and make sure they get everything they're entitled to.
Thank you so much for that, Jerry. I love the personal service that you set the gold standard for. You know, you, from answering your own cell phone to talking to people when they come in the office, you have set the bar very, very, very high, and everybody in your office seems to follow suit with that. And that's really, it's really wonderful.
Well, listen, I hope you get back in here soon and get, and I know you were probably really hoping to run the River Run this weekend coming up, and now you won't be able to. So, you know, but I want to see you back in here, okay?
Thanks, Jerry. Thanks so much for being there with Howard today.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Angela. I'll see you
later.
Right,
okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Well, I'm so glad that she called in. She really misses being out and about. And she is just missing being out with the public and showing houses and doing all that stuff. But she is slowly mending. I'm going to get her out of the house on Monday to go back to the doctor to check on the healing of her broken bones. Jerry, let me ask you a question. Some people buy a house and then decide to rent it out. What happens then, and when do you change from one house to another? What happens to the first house? What's the story with that?
Well, obviously, when you talk about renting your property, the real concern is that your homesteaded property, because there's some restrictions on renting a property if it's homesteaded. First of all, if you rent your home, you know, like an Airbnb situation, maybe you're near the beach or near the river or something, and you want to rent out part of your home. The way the statute says, if you rent out your home for more than 30 days within a year in two consecutive years, then you lose that portion that you're renting out under the homestead cap. That goes to market value. And if we find it and you've been doing it for a while, you'll pay the back taxes, 50% penalty, 15% interest for those years. And believe me, we do find out. I mean, we have a staff. That's their job, make sure people are in compliance. I'll never get one gentleman. Our staff called up and said, we see you're renting your home. And he says, oh, no, I'm not. And we said, well, that's odd. On Airbnb, it says you have 21 reviews. How wonderful it is. And he said, you got me. What do I owe? You know, so the bottom line is we're going to find you. So call and make sure. Now, there's exceptions. If you're in the military and now you get stationed outside of this geographical area in the military can keep their home here and rent it out while they're stationed somewhere else. But they can't have an exemption. If they go from here to Norfolk, they buy a home there and also apply for an exemption in Virginia, then they can't have this one and that one, even though they're military. But if they're here, they can keep their exemption, rent their property out, and obviously have a home somewhere else or rent somewhere else, and that's not going to cause it. The other thing is if you lose your – if on January 1st you're renting out your entire home, then you're not qualified for the exemption either, because everything about appraisal is January 1st. The value of the home on January 1st is the value for that year. The condition of the home. For example, you're buying a home and this year, and on January 1st, it's a vacant lot. You go to contract in February, they start construction in March and April, and you move in August, September, October. You know what your tax is going to be based on? A vacant lot. January 1st is so important. So renting your property on January 1st is a concern. And again, condition of your property, those kind of things. But again, be real cautious about renting. We're not telling people they can't. There's local laws that you may have to follow also. We're not about turning you in for renting your property because maybe a local law says you can't. But we are about your homestead exemption. And if you're not in compliance, we are going to have to apply that law to you.
Well, let me go back to one of the things you said about renting part of your home to Airbnb. So if somebody rents it more than 30 days.
In two consecutive years.
They don't lose the whole exemption. It sounded like you said they're only losing a part of it. Is that based on square footage of the home?
That's the way we do it. Okay. Basically, let's say you're just renting out. Let's say the home is 2,000 square feet. And you're renting out a bedroom that's 10 by 10, 100 square feet, then basically, that's basically 5% of the home. So 5% of the home and square footage will go up to market value, you know, and so that will be what we impact. We don't go and then proportion out the lot or say that, well, they're probably using the restroom and the bathroom. What are you renting out? You know, in most cases, it's usually a garage apartment. It's usually something above, one particular room or something. But get with us. We'll be as fair as we can be, but we're going to follow the statutes.
So tell the truth so you don't get fined and
penalized.
Do the right thing.
Exactly.
Okay? It's okay to rent your house out. Now, there are places at the beach where you can't do that now.
Yeah, and that's going through the legislature right now on short-term rentals, whether it should be locally controlled or can the state. And the governor's got to weigh in because right now the legislature is saying you can rent it, possibly, but the governor has an option to veto that.
All right. Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about first responders. There's something special for them and some other things that the Duval property appraiser has on their website that's really helpful for people if they want to know what's going on in their neighborhood. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us for our fifth year now. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage. One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services. Every pest control company is not the same. Some simply work harder. If you've been told by another pest control company that you have termites, let 360 Pest Control test your home or office with their patented radar system. That's right. They use radar to locate live termites and other pests. You may not need to tent your home. Call 637-1109 or visit the web at 360pestpro.com. PestPro.com. That's 904-637-1109. Mention Real Estate Radio and receive a $25 off coupon. Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Here we are in the fourth segment of Real Estate Radio with me, Howard Vergalis, and the Duval County property appraiser, Jerry Holland. Jerry, you know, you're just giving so much information, but we haven't talked about one particular thing. But before that, right before the break, we talked about first responders. They get an exemption as well. So if you are a first responder, whether it be a fireman, right, or a police officer or like an EMT service, you can get an additional exemption, even if there has not been an event that causes you to be needed during the year, correct?
There are some, you know, whether you were injured in a line of duty, those kind of things, and surviving. But there are, you know, as we talked about exemptions, I'm just looking over the staff here. The armed forces deployed exemption, blindness exemption, conservative exemptions for land dedicated to perpetuity, disability exemption, granny flats, total disability, senior citizen exemptions. You know, it's just it's a plethora of different exemptions. You really need to go on our website and check it out.
And the website is DuvalPA, which stands for Property Appraiser, of course, .com.
You got it. Very easy.
And there are forms on there as well where you can apply for them. You don't always have to go downtown. You can just complete the form, send it in, and you can get many of those exemptions. You're not limited to the number that you can get. I mean, there are a couple that that overlap, but it will explain all that as well. So one of the things that that people don't like sometimes after the property appraiser comes out and reviews your property is the value. I don't agree with the value. I want it to be less, particularly because they want to pay less taxes. So is there a way to challenge the value?
There really is. And we encourage it from the perspective of we want to make sure it's correct. We want to make sure you understand how we come up with the value. You know, the first thing is if you think the value's wrong, understand the timing. Again, if you're later in the year and you're seeing sales at that point, that's probably going to affect the next year's value. Again, we do the value based on January 1st and those sales in the previous year and beginning of the year. But from a standpoint, the first thing to do is just call us. We do what's called an informal review. You tell us why. Now, Howard, I tell people, your reason for why your value is wrong can't be, well, I think I'm paying too much taxes. That's not going to work. I mean, you got to tell me something like, hey, listen, here's my home. Here's the size of it. Here's other homes that have sold in the area. They're selling for this amount. You got my value for this amount. I think it's incorrect. You know, it's comparables. As you know, just like when you go out and a customer says, you know, Howard, what should I sell this home for? You're looking at comparables. What are other homes being sold for? That's how you get a relative value for it. So if you've got comparables, we sit down and informal review. If you don't like that, then you can also file with the Value Adjustment Board after the trim notice comes out. It costs $15 for every parcel. You're going to sit down with a magistrate, which is a licensed appraiser. You're going to sit down with my staff. You're going to explain the situation, and the magistrate will make a decision on do you think the value is correct, you know, and they'll adjust that, and we live by that. Or, you know, if you're not happy with all that, you can actually even take it all the way to circuit court, you know. So there's many ways, but our thing is not, we're not fighting a we're right, you're wrong. We're fighting about let's get the information correct. Give us some information we don't have. We'll be glad to adjust.
You know, it's an interesting thing. When you want to, when you're not selling a house, you want the value to be low for your taxes. When you sell your house, you want the value to be high. So
it never fails. When I get that phone call and says, Jerry, I think my values are too low, my next question is, are you selling your home? And it's always yes, because that's when they want to increase their portability, you know, in that amount. But understand this, our market value is less than what, first of all, market value is what a reasonable person is willing to pay for it, less the cost to sell. And Department of Revenue that oversees all the property appraisers and guidelines and rules says about 15% is to take off what a reasonable person would sell. So if it's a $1 million house, we'll probably have it on there for $850,000 for that's the cost of sale.
Interesting. A lot of people don't know that. But here's the good thing. You've heard the old saying, you can't fight City Hall, but in this case, you can.
You really
can. And I love the process that you have of sitting down, bring some evidence why you think the value of your home is different, and you can sit down with someone and discuss it. And by the way, I did it with your office on one of my properties because, as most of our listeners know, I have some rental properties. And a few years ago, one of my rental properties I thought was valued too high. And I filled out the paperwork and had it reevaluated, and the price was brought down. And it was like $10,000, but it works.
And let me ask you, Howard.
The system works.
I didn't know about that, but from a standpoint, were we able to satisfy it in the informal, or did you satisfy it during the VAB, or
informal?
See, because I didn't even know about that. But see, that's our effort to want to get it right. You know, so we don't want to have you have to go to VAB or even go to a lawsuit. We want to get it right. So if we believe you've got good information, we're going to adjust. We're not there saying we're infallible and all our values are the only way it can be. You're an example, exactly, of come in, give us some proof. we'll be glad to look at it.
Yeah, it was a very, very easy process, and it didn't take long at all. It the system works. So you weren't the property appraiser at the time, but the system works. So I say, good going. By the way, let's tell everyone what the total value is of property in Duval County.
It's amazing. As we said, there's 366,000, 370,000 parcels. The value of everything in Duval County, Howard, you have it right there in front of you.
It is just under $1 trillion. So we got a lot of property. It's worth a lot of money, and it's going up every year, and it's going up for two reasons. Jacksonville, Duval County is a great place to live.
We have a beautiful city. We've got a lot of water property. We've got great schools. We've got so many things going for us. It's a good place to own.
Right. And the other reason that it's going up is because builders and developers are finding parcels. They're finding 5-acre parcels, 10-acre parcels, and they are making subdivisions out of those. So I reviewed some things that you had given me and found out that in tax year 2019, the parcel count had gone up by 9%. So they take those 5-acre parcels, whatever, subdivide them, and in the year 2019, 9% more parcels were made.
And let me tell you, those taxing districts, Jacksonville, the beaches, they're happy to see that. That adds to their tax rolls. They can do more for the citizens, and happy to see that.
All right. Well, thank you for being on the show. We got to talk about one hot deal that I'm going to be on at. Oh, we missed a caller. So, John, if you could call me after the show, I'm going to help you. Call me at 687-8161. And, Jerry, if the call was for you, then call Jerry. Jerry, what is your cell phone number?
904-318-6877.
Okay. All right. We have one open house today. It's going to be right after the show. It's in Mandarin, an executive home, just under 4,400 square feet, and it is waterfront. And waterfront, I mean one house off of the river. The house comes with a covered boat dock as well as a jet ski lift. 4-bedroom, 4-bath with a balcony, with an office, with many, many built-ins. Has a lanai, a pool, a view of the St. John, so it's not, you can be right outside and have a view. And as I said, just one house off of the St. John's. A 3-car garage, recirculating hot water, triple HVAC, wood floors throughout. There's no carpeting here. This is a true executive custom built home. I'm going to be there today from 11:30 to 1:30. I know that there are several appointments of people already coming, but we can add you to the list. I'll stay for as long as people are coming. It's in the community called Sims Cove, 2610 Sims Cove Lane in Mandarin. Folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. Jerry loves living here in Northeast Florida. We do this radio show in our 9th year as a way of giving back to the community. You need a professional on your side, whether you are buying or selling, and Angela and I are here to help you. So give us a call. The Van Wees are here to explain what's going on. We know that they have a big thumbs down. We know the stock market went down a lot, but it's only temporary. It's going to come right back up because the economy is doing so, so well. The real estate market is doing so, so well. Thanks for listening, and we're going to be back with you next week. So we want you to have a great week and enjoy the rest of the 29th of February. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful week. And Jerry, thanks for being on the show.